Hello, good evening. Welcome to Other Worlds on ABC Radio National with me, Brent Clough. And special guest this evening, the man who made that music, Rob Ellis. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Now, you're going to be well known to all sorts of people who probably maybe don't listen to this program. Mm-hmm. People who maybe listen to Triple J and love PJ Harvey, because you're currently touring with PJ Harvey in this country.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're a keyboardist and other things with
drummer,
PJ?
I guess that's kind of my main thing with Polly. I try and play a bit of piano occasionally and stuff, sneak off. I'm a kind of tired old drummer, so I try and play piano more often, actually. So
so it seems a little bit incongruous, perhaps, that you'd be making music like that we just heard, which is from your latest album, mm-hmm. Music for the Home, and you're playing in what's ostensibly a rock band, I suppose, albeit a fairly sensitive, interesting one.
Yes. The two aren't particularly differentiated for me. It's all interesting music. That's kind of always been my interest, and I try and bring my other interests in music. I guess the sort of classical electronica stuff that I enjoy making myself, to bring that to PJ Harvey and any other act that I work with, mm-hmm. Which will hopefully be playing some tracks of other stuff that I've done later. So hopefully there's a line that runs through them all, I think, which is that kind of electronic, modern classical stuff that I enjoy.
Before we jump into more of your music, do you want to just say something about that track and also the album that it came from?
Yeah, it's basically a gathering of music that I've been working on in my own time, as it were, out separate from such projects as PJ Harvey, and work that I did at my little studio at home, and again follows through my interest in mainly sort of contemporary classical music or music of the 20th century that I love. But also mainly just performed on a simple computer setup and a MIDI piano, and kind of fooling around with notions of toy instruments and clockwork instruments and that kind of thing. So,
'cause the
mechanical music.
I think we'll talk more about this, but there's a lovely sound in that track of what sounds like a kind of Tinkerbell music box sound. Is that computer generated?
It's all computer generated, and it's kind of like the notion of, but you've got this computer, which is basically a glorified clockwork wind-up instrument in a way, and that's one way of looking at it anyway. And I like the idea of sort of fooling around with how you would imagine some huge clockwork instrument to sound, but you have a computer that you can do that with. So that's really where it comes from, as such.
All right. Well, those are some of the themes I think we'll kind of continue to pursue and in the program. But we shouldn't talk too much. We should play the music. This is from PJ Harvey, I think, from the new album, which you've co-produced and played on.
Mm-hmm.
What's this track called?
This is called Horses in My Dreams. I think it's actually it's my favourite song that Polly's written. I think it's a very beautiful song.
Thank you.
You're not listening to ABC Classic FM, you're listening to ABC Radio National on the programme Other Worlds, and there is absolutely no law to say that we will not play classical music on this programme. And in fact, there'll be much more in future programmes.
Uh-huh.
Now, we were just listening to Claude Debussy, I think.
Yeah.
Rob, which is a lovely piece.
Mm-hmm. No, he's as far as, yes, music goes, the greatest love of my life, I think. And I think it's important to remember that, remember your elders and betters that way. And he's had a massive influence on me. And I just for the sheer beauty of sound, I think that's it just completely floors me every time I hear any piece by him.
We've sort of had this conversation, but I think it's a fascinating one, the way that Debussy's music, we know, was influenced by gamelan music, Indonesian music. But he incorporated so much that was new to Western art music, didn't he?
Yes, I think that, I mean, there'd been a tendency around the time he wrote that piece, which is sort of 1908 or so, but I think he saw the gamelan group at the Paris exhibition, I think it was 1886, and started introducing, I think it was more a question of a notion of the of sound for its own sake that he was interested in. I mean, at that time there was a lot of classical music, classical composers who were introducing chinoiserie into their music in a rather crass sort of fashion,
decorative, completely decorative.
But he was the first one, I think, who realized that it was actually a notion of sound for its own sake, and in a way, because of that, I think he's the originator of all the music that's interesting in the 20th century, I think, and beyond now, of course. So.
And before that, some music which I think you'd been interested in but hadn't heard before, music from Percy Grainger.
Yeah. Well, Percy Grainger is somebody I haven't really heard much music apart from the sort of folk song settings. He was the folk song collector. But he's someone I know about as an eccentric figure in early 20th century music. And so that was interesting for me to hear that track, certainly. And, of course, being a mechanically reproduced piano version of one of his pieces, that was interesting too.
I think we better tell people about this, because that was the famous player piano, the reproducing piano, as it's called, which started in the very early years of the century, of the last century, in fact, of the 20th century.
Right.
And Grainger was obviously fascinated by it, but in that recording, at least, it's attempting to sound as human as possible. That evidently they corrected the hammer speeds and tried to make them just a little bit more sort of unsteady and human-like,
right,
than a mechanical kind of machine for making music.
Yes, I think they're deliberately setting out to make it sound as real as possible, but obviously it's being played by a machine. So there's that kind of blurring of lines there, that you hear a piano, and of course a piano you associate with someone playing an instrument, but it's actually being played by a machine. And there's an interesting kind of blurring of perceptions there, which is an interest that I'm fascinated with. And again, you can hear, I think, the contrast between playing the Percy Grainger piece and immediately following it with the Debussy, which was, of course, being played. It's interesting to hear the differences there. I think it's a question of the breathing of the music. Even though the Grainger was wanting to sound as human as possible, you can actually hear a subtle difference in a way.
And the piece was Sonata No. 2 in G minor, Opus 22, that you heard from an album called Schumann, Harold Bauer and Percy Grainger compositions. It's interesting because I guess that's the first electronic music in some sense of the century, perhaps, because it's played on an electronic device.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think that it was obviously, when it first was introduced, there were a lot of composers were fascinated with it, and you know, certain people like Stravinsky actually composed studies for player piano, and this is followed through. There's a famous American composer called Conlon Nancarrow, who's really the great champion of player piano, and wrote just for player piano all his life.
And I guess the thing that all of this seems to feed back into is the fact that we're fascinated now by computer music, as I'm sure you are. But very few people have made those links between mechanical music and computer-derived music, which is a real sort of conscious project of yours, isn't it?
Yes. Well, as I said earlier, I think, you know, the computer basically is just a great glorified wind-up instrument in a way. It's you know, if you're thinking of notions of the reproducing piano, a computer allows you to do that and some. It's a fantastic machine for doing that stuff. And I think, you know, what would Percy Grainger or Stravinsky have done with a computer? I dread to think it would be marvelous. But I think that's really why there's a lot of music coming out at the moment, which is fascinating, the notion of turning the computer into a clockwork instrument, as it were.
And is that also something about allowing sound into music that, you know, we were talking about the TikTok elements and I guess...
The glitches, really. Yeah.
All the kind of strange mistakes that machines can make.
Yes, I think because... Well, yes, the computer being a superhuman in a way, you want to force some humanity into it. You want to force it to fail. And I think that's where the glitches are coming in. The glitches, of course, are, you know, again, tickings and tockings and so on. So you put order into the glitches. So you make the machine fail, but then you want it to have some sort of order as well. There's lots of tail chasing going on, I think, with electronic music at the moment, which is really interesting, actually.
Mm. All right. Well, you're in tune to Other Worlds. Rob Ellis is my guest, who's the drummer and the crazy rock fiend at the back of PJ Harvey Experience at the moment. All over the country, but also a man who's making interesting music and currently available on the Leaf label, his album Music for the Home, of which we'll play more. But this is another project you've been involved with, I think, Rob. What's this?
It is. This is actually linked by a colleague in the current PJ Harvey lineup, Tim Farthing, guitarist. I've been playing with him for a number of years in various of my projects, and finally managed to persuade Polly to get him in the band . This is a kind of little pop project, really, which is a single coming out in March. It's called I Am 50 Fathoms.
By the time I came, we'd been drinking salt water for a week. We'd lost 12 men to dysentery, 6 to scurvy. Look out, stone dead in the crow's nest. There was no one to see it come. But when it did, it was almost a relief. Thank you.
listening to Other Worlds. I know it sounds like I'm leaping in over this track, but it is actually the end of the first track, but they segue. Uh-huh. Maybe I should shut up.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you. Just not jazz, is it?
Poor Miles.
Well, he did get his little burst in there. Fantastic. Soundtrack of many people's kind of burgeoning interest in electronic music, I think, in the early 70s. Miles Davis, On the Corner.
Yes, I think a lot of people have been very influenced by that.
You would have been too young to be overwhelmed by this, wouldn't you, as a kid? But
yeah. Yeah, definitely. I just only very recently discovered Miles Davis, so I think it's interesting to compare that with the previous track, the Leica track that we played, and hear the very very conscious influence on bands today from Miles Davis, I think.
And we're just saying that we won't go into this matter, but there's a strange continuity also between the Leica and the Miles Davis, as much as there's elements of exotic instrumentation.
Well, we were waiting, but it didn't come. But there are sleigh bells on that record somewhere. And so the sleigh bell percussion thing, which is like the really obvious reference on the Leica track that I played, and as well as one of my favourite ever sleeve credits, I played some Chinese Healthy Bulls on that track too. You couldn't really hear them, but they're there somewhere.
So all you kind of heavy metal fans, where there's acts that play, you know, kind of chicken skull and, you know, pyrophone or something.
Mm-hmm. Chinese Healthy Balls are where it's at.
Chinese Healthy Balls are the real heavy metal kind of instruments, man. You're in tune to Other Worlds. What was before the Leica piece, Rob?
That was by my band Christmas, one of my other little side projects, and something involving my colleague in the PJ Harvey band, Tim Farthing. It's our little pop project.
Very diverse range of stuff you're doing. Quite remarkable, really.
Well, it's all, as I say, it's all one thing, basically. It's all music, and it's the music I enjoy playing, so.
All right, well, we've just got a moment. We're going to play a little more from your current album, Music for the Home.
Mm-hmm.
What's the subtitle of that album?
What is it? Can I remember? Instrumental, mechanical, and other music, 1994 to 1999 or something. Something like that. Haven't seen the sleeve for a while. So.
Well worth seeking out on the Leaf label. All right, we'll play out to the news, and Rob and I'll go and get some food, have a quick bite to eat, and we'll be back for the second hour of Other Worlds. Thank you.